doing here? What? You can't sleep. Dude, how is that my problem? No, it's okay. It's okay. Just don't really understand why you came to me. Just take some sleeping pills or, I don't know, watch something or listen to some music. That's not going to help. Why not? Do you know how late it is? No, that was a genuine question. I think I was watching TikToks and I passed out here. What? Well, this is my bedroom. What are you even talking about? Wow, calm down. Hey, it's okay. Just calm down. So, what's bothering you so much that you can't sleep and have to come to my room? It's a long story, huh? Alright, come here. Come sit next to me. Here, grab yourself some blanket and a pillow. You remember us talking very late at night when you were kids? We always had these stupid moments where we had to discuss whatever was on our mind before going to bed. Otherwise, we would not be able to fall asleep. Is this one of those occasions? It's okay. So, are you comfy? Tell me, what's going on? Why are you upset? It's okay. So, wait. You miss sharing a bedroom with me? Dude, you're the one that wanted separate bedrooms. Just saying. I don't really have a problem with it. Although I kind of miss, nothing in particular, just sharing a bedroom. I kinda, I miss it too sometimes. I mean, we always shared a bedroom. It felt so weird at first to have to sleep alone. Huh? You've never really gotten used to it? Oh. Wait, have you been sleeping poorly all this time just because you weren't with me? That's kind of cute. No, it's okay. Well, I suppose. Do you think we're do you think we're growing apart? Oh. I don't think I want that. No. Well, I always knew there was going to be a point where we weren't as close anymore. We would maybe, we would grow up and have our own interests, our own girlfriends or boyfriends. We would want to go our separate ways and have some more privacy. But growing apart, I never really thought about that. Well, I suppose we've been spending more time apart from each other. I mean, our separate hobbies, separate classes. I mean, we see each other at breakfast and at dinner, but we don't really do anything together anymore. Or, share bedrooms. I can't even remember the last time we talked like this. Like we used to. Just under a blanket. Very quiet and late at night. Just share whatever is on our mind and let the other help us in any way they can. Although we both kind of suck at giving advice and stuff like that. We share one brain cell, I think. But that's why I like you. Because you've always been my best friend. And I don't see a reason why that should change. We are and will always be twins. You know, that means something. And we've always gotten along just fine. We like each other, right? Huh? You love me. Yeah. I love you too, I suppose. Well, you're one of my favorite people. And I love you. Not like I would love, a girlfriend or boyfriend, but you're my twin. You'll always be a part of me. And I'll always be a part of you. You're not getting rid of me that easily. Would you prefer it if we shared a bedroom again? I mean, ever since you got your own bedroom, I've noticed we grew apart a little more, so if you don't want that to happen. You're always welcome here. Oh. You want to cuddle. Okay. I guess I'll just come closer. This feels kind of nice. It's so familiar and comfy and warm. Like it's meant to be this way. But I have to say, though, I'm really, really tired. Maybe you should go back to your own room. We can continue talking in the morning and maybe come up with suggestions of how we can get closer again. Huh? You want to sleep over here? here. Yeah, sure. I mean, we still have a separate bed over there. We'll be sleeping in the same room that way. Huh? Oh. You don't want to sleep in separate beds? I see. Oh my god. It's so clear now. You just miss cuddling and falling asleep in each other's arms. No, that's okay. I mean, we're not kids anymore, and we've grown up a little bit, but I don't see why we can't do that again. Weird. No, I don't think so. Why would it have to be weird for our siblings to cuddle each other to sleep? Let alone twins. I mean, we've always done it when we were kids, and I don't know, it felt so good. It makes a lot of sense that you would miss it. And to be honest, I miss it too. I just miss feeling your warmth against me at night. I miss having a cuddle buddy when sleeping. You know, my pillow is just not the same. So, maybe I could spoon you to sleep. Just like when we were kids. Huh? You always loved that, didn't you? Feeling my warm body pressed against yours. Huh? Not in a weird way, of course. In a comfy way. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Or feel awkward about. So, if you want to, you can sleep in my arms tonight. Just like when we were kids. Come here. Since we were cuddled up to each other. Does this feel okay for you? Hey. This is going to sound weird. But can I put my arm around you? So warm. Do you feel a bit better already? You know, do you still feel like you can't sleep? You still feel worried about things? No? That's good to hear. Said you loved me and I was hesitating. I'm sorry. I really do love you too. I was just not trying to make things weird. But I love you. And you'll always be a part of me. You're my twin. How can I abandon you? I just can't. You're just... I think your safety and warmth and comfort think it's going to be important that we keep each other close. Because it just feels right. Doesn't feel right when we're apart. Doesn't really feel right to sleep apart from each other. I mean, not yet. Maybe in the future, I don't think we'll have a choice, really. If we have our own families and stuff. But, for now, I think I want you to share a room with me again. Maybe you could, get your stuff back here. Get your clothes and your belongings and just transfer it back here. The room feels kind of empty without you. And not in a weird way, but my bed as well. It feels so good to cuddle with you. Good night. I'll see you tomorrow, you little weirdo.